From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Robert Siegel. As the midterm elections approach, the immigration issue has gone from simmer to full boil. The reason is Arizona. There, Republican Governor Jan Brewer is waiting to hear if an appeals court will reinstate the most controversial elements of a law designed to crack down on illegal immigration. Brewer's support for Senate Bill 1070 may be helping her in her reelection bid. And now, more Republicans are picking up the immigration mantle, hoping it will help them, too, come November. NPR's Jeff Brady reports.
Immigration is a big topic on national conservative radio shows like Sean Hannity.
It's not really a complicated problem because all we need to do is control our borders.
And on local radio, too.
Stan, you're on the show. Good morning.
On Peter Boyle's show in Denver, callers phoned in their frustration.
Number one, a judge in Arizona ought to be impeached or fired for what he's done to the...
It was a woman. It was a woman judge.
Yeah, well, she should be.
U.S. District Judge Susan Bolton placed restrictions on key provisions of Senate Bill 1070, including one that instructs police to check immigration status when enforcing other laws. Security at the courthouse in Phoenix has been strengthened because of threats Bolton received. The news out of Arizona is hitting home as far away as a small town in South Carolina, where a city councilman wants to force employers to check immigration status of workers and landlords to check renters. On the campaign trail, Republicans are drawing particular attention to a May 20th speech Mexico's President Felipe Calderón delivered to a joint session of Congress.
I strongly disagree with the recently adopted law in Arizona. It is a law.
Democrats stood up and applauded as Republicans remained seated. In Colorado, Senate candidate Ken Buck told a Tea Party gathering outside Denver that he would have reacted even more strongly than his GOP colleagues did.
I will stand up, I will turn my back, and I will leave whatever chamber I am in to make sure that person knows.
You can bet images of Democrats standing up and applauding President Calderon will show up in campaign ads soon, says former Colorado Congressman Bob Beaupre, who's a Republican. Speaking over a scratchy telephone line from his ranch in the Rocky Mountains, Beaupre says immigration already has been a key issue in the Republican primary in Colorado.
The contestants are trying to appear at least tougher on the issue than their opponent. Everybody's trying to one-up the other one.
Immigration is one of those hot-button issues that can mobilize voters, and that can be especially important in a midterm election when turnout is lower. But it's not just supporters of the Arizona law who are angry. Those who oppose it have vented their anger during street protests. It's not clear, though, that outrage over the law will prompt Latino voters to turn out in greater numbers than they did in the last midterm election. Stanford political science professor Gary Segura does consulting and polling for Latino and Democratic-leaning organizations. He says many Latinos are discouraged because President Obama didn't make good on his campaign pledge to overhaul immigration laws.
I would predict that Latino voter turnout in 2010 would be lower than Latino voter turnout in 2006, which would be damaging for the Democrats.
In the long term, Segura says, the immigration issue may hurt Republicans as minorities make up an increasing share of the electorate. He points to the California experience in the wake of Proposition 187, which barred illegal immigrants from accessing state services. It helped Republican Governor Pete Wilson win re-election in 1994, but the backlash helped establish a Democratic majority in California that has proven difficult for Republicans to overcome. Now some are wondering if that same situation may be playing out in Arizona. Jeff Brady, NPR News.